This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. More trouble for the Modi government in India and the negative attention to his anti-Muslim campaign as masked thugs have entered campuses like Nehru University and beaten students and damaged property with police assistance, leading to protests at campuses throughout the country in solidarity. Government revenues average about 17% of GDP in sub-Saharan Africa. Nigeria has more than 300 times as many people as Luxembourg, but collects less taxes, for example. Lithuania has a recycling scheme where customers pay 1/10 of a euro when buying drink containers. After use, they feed them into reverse vending machines in the stores, which spit the deposit back out. Machines' contents are sent directly to recycling centers. By the end of 2017, 92% of all bottles and cans sold in Lithuania were being returned. The overall plastic recycling rate increased by almost 20%. U.S. Secretary of Defense says he has seen no hard evidence justifying the need for the Trump decision to assassinate the Iranian general. Publishers are taking the same American history textbooks and editing them differently for what the states want. The description of the Second Amendment on bearing arms is one way for Texas and another for California, for example. Cleveland Indians baseball team announced it would no longer use imagery of Chief Wahoo, a cartoonish caricature of Native Americans, on their uniforms. Taxis handled just 22% of pickups at Los Angeles International Airport for the first three quarters of 2019, with ride-hailing apps doing the rest. New Hampshire State Employees Association, affiliated as SEIU Local 1984, said that their 10,000 members are endorsing Senator Bernie Sanders in the primary, breaking with SEIU, which has remained neutral to date. In Portland, Oregon, 1/3 of funds raised above $10,000 in PTA organizations are distributed to high-need schools through a fair funding formula. Local newspapers may win a congressional antitrust exemption to band together to negotiate with Facebook and other aggregators to get paid for their work. Protests continue in Iran over the mistaken downing of a Ukrainian jet. Another Iranian general apologized. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, United Labor Unions Local 100, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.